And it's another day back at the Masters. Heavily sponsored by investment firms. And even though their advice sometimes loses millions for their clients, that never seems to stop their high-level execs from hanging out at VIP party tents here at the Masters on CBS.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Good morning, friends. Did you just pet me? He loves them. He's a pet.
Today is National Pet Day.
We don't allow weird pets in the house.
Do you have any pets?
Pets.
It's so cute how you still think you're their favorite pet.
Pets are called pets because you pet them.
Petting.
Favorite pet.
Happy National Pet Day.
Let's go.
Apparently, it's Happy National Pet Day. All right, so, well, I've got mine. Let me share his photo up on the screen here. Share screen there. There's my Jer Bear right there. Jerry the Cat. So darn happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How in the heck, how do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just do that one time. Every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she will. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or go to our website, radio434.com, and just click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll see the link to the podcast as well. And let's see. Oh, yeah. So we take the podcast, we take the live show, we take all the interviews and segments and things that we do, minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And then we just repack that show into a full-length podcast for that day. And it usually drops around noon, Monday through Friday. Each day's show becomes a podcast, and it lives on into purple patootie. And then you can even watch our show on Facebook Live. At the Mike Show VA, all one words, all one word, no spaces. The Mike Show VA. There, he's looking very judgmental now. So he's Jerry the Cat. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, Jerry is sitting at my desk chair, on my desk chair at my desk at the house, and right around the pandemonium when everybody was working from home. Jerry would take over my desk chair, which is a really, really nice leather chair, and it's very, very comfortable. It really is. It's very, very comfortable.
I'm rich.
Shut up.
You're not.
No, I'm not. And so I would end up having to get a chair from the dining room and bring it in and put it next to Jerry because, well, that was his spot now. I'd do my work in it. And it's still to this day. That's the way we do it because Jerry wants to be next to me while I'm working and that's his chair. So now every time I have to bring a chair in from the dining room. All right. If you're listening, you can check it out online at the Mike Show VA. All right. Today's program, we have guests aplenty. We've got Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra is going to be joining us in a little bit. Plus, we also have your Hillcats. They're going to be joining us. And Coachella starts today. And don't be sad that you're stuck watching the live stream on YouTube. Being there in person can ravage your body and your bank account. And we'll talk about that. Plus, top names that sound like bands. It's our top list. Top names that sound like bands playing at Coachella, but aren't. All right. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Introducing a new fragrance, Coachella.
Coachella.
A musky, heady, powerful scent. Gathered from a dancing hippie girl's dreadlocks. An unforgettable combination of patchouli, dirt, sweat, skunkweed, some dude's Birkenstocks, and the distinct smell of Indio, California. Coachella.
Coachella.
When you don't want to just be connected to the planet, you want to smell like the earth and everything else at an arts and music festival.
Yeah.
Coachella.
Coachella. Mm.
New from Estee Lauder.
Smells wonderful. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us. All right. So Coachella starts today. Don't be sad that you're stuck watching the live stream on YouTube, because being there in person can ravage your body and your bank account. Believe it or not, a survey of 2,000 festival goers found events like Coachella are so physically taxing, 78% leave them feeling dehydrated and exhausted. This weekend could be even worse because it's expected to be hot. Temperatures at Coachella today could hit 103. Yikes. Yeah. 62% said they don't eat enough. They don't eat great at festivals, and they just rely on whatever they can grab fast. 49% end up regretting their food and drink choices. 58% think festival food at things like that are overpriced. Not at Arcade.
Definitely not at Arcade.
No. And you're going to want all the food choices at Arcade. But we'll talk about that in a second. Speaking of money, by the way, tickets for Coachella started at $5.99 this year. That's just weekend two. Passes for this weekend were $649. They sold out. And that's just to get you in the door. Doesn't count for parking, shuttle passes, flights, or accommodations. According to Billboard, around 60% of people with general admission tickets use Coachella. Use their payment plan system this year. So with that brings us to our top list. We've created a top list out of it. The great thing about Coachella isn't just the headliners. It's also the obscure acts with the kind of names that really make you think, wait, is that a real band? Or just somebody ripping off today's headlines, something from our headlines. Well, anyway, see what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top names that sound like bands playing at Coachella, but aren't. Okay? Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready. Okay. Here we go. Number one, Torpedo Bat. top names that sound like bands playing at Coachella but aren't. The reciprocal tariffs, Elon and the Doge cuts, Dire Wolves. Top names that sound like bands playing at Coachella but aren't. DEI, Liberation Day, The Stranded Astronauts, Transgender Mice. Top names that sound like bands playing at Coachella but aren't. The Junta Virus, and Yippie in the Bond Markets. There we go. So the Mike Show. I was thinking of, I had one that I thought about, and I didn't write it down. And I always have to write down these fake band names. Otherwise, I'll forget it. I get a thought, and it just gets right out the brain.
I have no idea what that's like, Mike.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Who are you? What? Anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Tesla sales have dropped 13% in the past year. It's gotten so bad the local Tesla dealership is so empty, the Sears across the street is mocking them. Bill Gates' daughter launched a fashion website. She developed her fashion instinct by watching her dad and then doing the opposite. 34% of people trust ChatGPT over human experts. Personally, I split the difference and get my advice from a human-robot hybrid. Lester Holt. A study shows just 30 seconds of activity can have health benefits, which explains why men feel so good after sex. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so glad you could join us on this Finally Friday edition. I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about this. You know, so many things are going out of business. You had Forever 21. You've got Big Lots. You've got Hooters, although they're doing a reorganization or something. We're taking a look at Tower Camp position number 4. Looking at the rear. Publishers Clearinghouse is also, they've filed for bankruptcy. The company's been around for 72 years. It was initially founded as an alternative to door-to-door magazine subscription sales by offering bulk mail direct marketing, but it was best known for their prize sweepstakes, which became a sensation in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Contrary to popular belief, Publishers Clearinghouse never worked with Ed McMahon. That was the competitor, American Family Publishers, which was around from 1977 to 1999. Both companies did some good, but were also hit with a lot of lawsuits over deceptive promotions and advertising. They'd make it look like somebody had already won a prize or was a finalist with improved chances of winning something, which wasn't the case. There were also scams where people were basically told they had won something from Publishers Clearinghouse, but they'd have to pay something to claim it. Publishers Clearinghouse bankruptcy announcement said that they are finalizing a shift away from its legacy business and are hoping to become a pure digital advertising company with free-to-play entertainment options. They did say that the Prize Patrol team will continue to deliver awards throughout the bankruptcy process, but that will require some creative financing because their current liabilities have them underwater. So, all right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, deaf people have actually been known to use sign language in their sleep. Number two, the CS in C.S. Lewis stands for Clive Staples. I mean,
hello.
Number three, the E in Chuck E. Cheese stands for entertainment. So his full name is Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Hello.
Number four, Marilyn Manson and Macy Gray went to high school together in Canton, Ohio, but they didn't know each other. And number five, there are six states where you can sue someone if they have an affair with your spouse that leads to a divorce. Hawaii, North Carolina, Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah. Kind of expected that one. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we are going to get even more ever smarter with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Do not be afraid or be very, very afraid. Also, coming up, we've got your audio vault, Stupid Criminals in the News, and the good news. That is all on the way. Stay tuned. Here, play the outro. Play it.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts. Yep. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. That brings us Dallas from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on?
A little technical difficulties getting started on a Friday. That's not the day that you want technical difficulties, is it?
No, that's more of a Monday thing.
Yeah, really, right? But still, it's like, you know, you're trying to cruise through your Friday. You're like, yeah, it's the end of the week, and then it's wah wah. What is this? Yeah. So now I'm attempting to troubleshoot with technical services on this. But anyway, but we'll get through the segment. Dallas is joining us. The Lynchburg Hillcats have started their season opener, home opener. How are things going right now with the team?
The team's doing great. We're 3-3 currently. We had some issues. Weather's been really our biggest issue. I think last night, I wish I took a picture. I know somebody did, but the entire field around like the sixth or seventh inning just filled with fog. And I had never seen it there. Like you couldn't see left field or really anyone in the outfield. So it was interesting.
Yikes.
Yeah. But opening day went well. We had a good turnout. It was a nice way to start off. Wednesday and yesterday, of course, we were battling with weather. So hopefully today is a little better for us.
Yep. This weekend as well, you guys have a lot coming up as far as promotions and a lot going on. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Tonight we have a giveaway. We have these like royal blue shirts. They have the old Southpaw on them. Tomorrow we have a fireworks show, which this year we're doing fireworks shows on the field. So that's something different that we've never done before. We did that Tuesday for our opening day for the first time, and people really seem to enjoy it. They're not really going as high, but they're more in your face.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to see, and especially to see like the setup and you know how quickly they bring it on, take it off. But the fireworks show this year is also kind of synchronized to a playlist.
Oh wow!
So,
cool.
Yeah. So that's something different. But yeah, we got that going on tomorrow, and then Sunday we're doing our Hillcats pennant giveaway.
Okay, and we are sporting that pennant right here on the wall. Let me see if I can share the extra camera. Let me move the microphone just a little bit that way. Here, let's share screen. Boom, there it is. Place of prominence right there in the studio. And if you guys have any more pennant giveaways or anything like that coming up in the future, we'll happily place logoed merchandise up on that spot. I think that's going to be what that spot's going to be for.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, I always thought the pennants were sweet. I mean, I remember going to the games when I was a kid, and it was more than now. Like it was always like pennants. It was bats. I actually have one that my father-in-law found, but
little mini bats. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like the big ones too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I can't remember the last time we did that, but you know, this one's when we were the Lynchburg Red Sox, but
yeah,
I have all kinds of them at home and it was the mini bats, the larger bats, and the pennants. And then, you know, they sprinkled a couple t-shirts in there, but sure. The times have changed, man. And I think we're wanting to get back to that. You know, Everybody loved those vintage items. And it's cool now going to a bar or a restaurant and seeing those from, you know, 30 years ago.
So. Well, and even from a promotional standpoint today, you know, to see those vintage pennants to promote your current team is you know, just I think that's really, really smart. There was a time when everything was bobbleheads. There was a bobblehead for this, a bobblehead for that. That was the thing. Collect all the bobbleheads. I think some teams are getting away from that now.
Yeah, you know, bobbleheads are cool. Like, I love them. I have a bunch, but bobbleheads are also very fragile. And, you know, I have kids and I move, you know, I think everyone does. So it's just, I have like two or three storage crates, right? That I take with me everywhere, and really they don't get opened. And that's like all my fun, fragile bobbleheads and like my signed TV scripts and, you know, like all this crazy stuff that I bid on in auctions and stuff. But one day, when the kids grow up, maybe I'll put it on display. But for now, it's safe and sound in a tote.
Looking forward to tonight's game. Looking forward to this weekend. And then you guys are on the road. What, next week?
Next week. Yep. Yeah, I believe they leave Monday, and then we'll come back with that following Tuesday. We'll come back and we play Fayetteville, and then I believe after that we play Charleston, but that's going to be a 2-week straight homestand.
Okay.
So we get a week off after all this, and then we're back for 2 weeks in a row. So that's going to be a big one.
Neat. You can get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Season tickets still available. Flex plans available as well. There is not a bad seat in the house, by the way. And the food is phenomenal. The promotions and events, and just it is such a fun family entertainment venue to go out and check out the Lynchburg Hillcats. So early on in the season, but man oh man, off to a great start. Dallas, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the what is today? Oh, it's Friday. Yeah. On the way, we have guests from the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. And, of course, you know, we've got your five random facts and we've got your stupid criminals in the news. And that's all on the way. Thanks, Dallas.
Yep. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition, and Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra is joining us in this segment. Ula, hi there.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. David is there, the music director of Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra, and we've got Virgil joining us as well. Virgil's going to be in town, and we want to highlight Virgil's performance and everything that's coming up with Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. Heather Allen is joining us on the wing mic over there for the next segment, but certainly is welcome to weigh in. So Ula, how are things going?
Well, things are crazy busy right now. We are, of course, getting ready for our wonderful concert that's coming up, and I'm sure Dave will tell us more about that. But we are also in the midst of planning for a move. So It is a busy time at the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. We have a new accessible, visible, wonderful space on Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. So we're in the process of getting ready for that. And we also have a little storefront display window on Main Street. If anyone wants to go by and see it, it's at 922 Main Street, and it's the red one. We have it all decorated kind of West Side Story themed, which is connected to the upcoming concert. But it's been a really exciting year. I can't believe we are coming up to our last concert of the season.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the new storefront and the office location. I know you guys have been looking for that for quite some time.
Yes. Like it even before me. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about your upcoming performance. And do we want to talk with Virgil first, or do we want to talk with David?
Well, I can do a quick overview, and then Virgil can talk about his part of the program. So this concert features our string section. So the violins, the violas, the cellos, the basses, and really beautiful and soulful and incredible music. And I've picked two pieces that I think really capture something about what it means to be human and the human experience, but they do it in two really different ways. So we're starting off with a piece by Richard Strauss called Metamorphosen. And it's written for 23 solo string players, which means that every musician on stage is on their own part. And it's this beautiful tapestry of these 23 voices weaving together and creating this unbroken expanse of this melody and beauty. And we're just so excited to be presenting this piece. And then after intermission, Virgil is going to be joining us with music from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. Which is such a contrast from the lyrical beauty of the first part to the rhythmic, vigorous vitality of the second part.
Well, Virgil, welcome to the program. Thank you again so much for taking some time. Tell us about kind of coming up and growing up and learning your craft. I want to know at what point, when did you realize that this is something I love? This is something I want to do. This is something I excel at.
Yeah. I grew up in Lynchburg. I was there when I was 2 years. I started playing the violin in the Lynchburg School Symphony Program. I'm 9 years old in the fourth grade. And I remember loving going to all of the classes. My very first teacher was Mr. William Plater, and I just remember just falling in love with music and loving the violin. So I think it was around 7th grade, I was at this festival and I met another Lynchburg musician that had just graduated high school, and he was going on to pursue his undergrad at the Manhattan School of Music. And so I remember talking to him about his hopes and dreams and what he had planned for the next couple of years. And I was completely enamored. You know, I'd never met someone that was going to pursue music, let alone in a city like New York. So I decided from that moment that I wanted to also go to New York and pursue a career in music. But my love for music has, you know, been developing over the years. I am really grateful for programs like the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra, the Youth Orchestra, the Suzuki program in the city schools, because they really are incredible programs that are exposing young kids to the wonderful world of music.
So tell us about your journey through this and as you went to New York, tell us about some of the experiences there.
Yeah, so I moved here in August of last year to start my master's degree at the Juilliard School. I have two incredible teachers. I have a wonderful quartet that have had some pretty cool experiences. We did a concert in Carnegie Hall like a month ago, and I've been principal of the chamber orchestra here, and so I'm really grateful to have had some really incredible experiences so far. And I'm hoping to continue that in my next year of my master's.
Absolutely. Well, how's it feel to be coming back to this homecoming performance?
Oh, it feels wonderful. It's always a great, great opportunity to be able to come back to Lynchburg and share music with this community that supported me for so long. It's also wonderful to see my parents, of course, and just spend time in my hometown. It's a really, really special feeling. I performed with the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra for 2 years when I was in high school, and that was an incredible experience, getting to play some really incredible repertoire with musicians that have mentored me. And so, yeah, it really is just a full circle moment to be able to come back and perform this gorgeous program with the orchestra.
Well, this is wonderful, and we're really looking forward to having you back. Looking forward to your performance this year. And gang, here I'm Ula. You got a little bit of noise on your microphone, so that's why I was muting it. But let's talk final thoughts, guys, about the upcoming performance and what folks can expect.
I'm sorry about the noise. I don't know what that's coming from, but
that's okay.
So I would just wanted to thank our, we have a very generous sponsor, the Lynchburg City Schools Education Foundation,
okay,
who's sponsoring this show to help us, you know, with production costs, but they are also making some tickets available to Lynchburg City School students. And I really want to get as many students here as possible. I personally am very inspired by Virgil's story, just about how you can find your passion and follow your dreams and really make it happen. And I would love for lots of our school, you know, students to come see the concert and think about what's possible, whether your passion is in music or in something else.
So. Absolutely. And Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra is just a fantastic organization. You always put on a great show, but it's not just for the foo-foo umper crust. You guys have something for everyone, and it's just such a wonderful experience.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. We really strive to have diversity in our programming so that, you know, there's something for every musical taste. And we also are really committed to showcasing artists that have connections to Lynchburg. That's why
Absolutely.
It's so exciting this time that we have Virgil coming back and we're able to celebrate his talent and his success. And I hope the community comes out to support him and the beautiful music we're going to play. And it's going to be a wonderful evening.
Wonderful. You can check out Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra's website. You can also go to the Academy Center of the Arts website to purchase tickets. Is that correct?
Yes. The quickest, easiest way is to go to our website and go to the current season link. And people will notice there's only one concert left on the current season, but we will be announcing a new season very soon with a lot of exciting shows. So.
Well, we are looking forward to it as well. And we're looking forward to having you all back on the show to talk about your upcoming season. Gang, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. Speaking of sounds, we have your audio vault. That is all on the way.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show Friday edition. Heather Allen joining us from the Arc of Central Virginia, and you've got a got a got a little festival coming up.
Yeah, a little bit. Good morning, everybody.
Hey there. All right. So tomorrow is the day. If you're viewing and listening to this on a Friday, and it's Arcade, which is coming up. This is the third annual.
It is the third annual Arcade Music Festival.
Nice. We are looking forward to this. I have been there every single year, and I marvel at first off, I marvel at the fact that you were able to move the date the first year, literally with one day's notice, you were able to move the date to the next day, and you ended up having bands cancel, but you managed to have a full bill, and it was an incredible show.
It was a beautiful, sunny 65 weather day on a Sunday, so yeah. It was a lot different from the day before, that's for sure.
Absolutely. But today, so for this year and tomorrow's show, what can we expect?
So, you guys, I mean, you've seen Arcade all over the place right now, I'm sure, but I just can't stop talking about it. I mean, we've got some just incredible bands that come and put on just a fantastic show, and they do it to support the ARC. We've got Tony Cam and the Funk All-Stars. They just bring a huge energy. I think they have all 15 of their members coming, and they also have their Youth Funk joining them too.
That's only half.
Wait, what? My brain just stopped. I'm sorry. I'm running off of my Joe Bean.
Yeah, all 15 members. That's only half.
That's probably true.
They have at least 38 or more. It's like a box of Kleenex.
Just keep
pulling them out from backstage.
Well, they might reach that with the youth that's going to be there tomorrow too. So, but we have the Dundies returning this year, and Danny and those guys, like, you know what kind of show they bring.
Yeah, I do. I know those.
It's
dudes.
Mike's favorite.
Yeah, I know those dudes.
And then we have Tenfo, which I have not seen them perform yet because they've only done one show since they, put this band together. So I cannot wait to see them. They are kind of a country outlaw. They do a lot of rock, a lot of old school country. So looking forward to just hearing them perform. And then we have Danny Award-winning Gifted Hands, who will be joining us, who is an incredible rapper. And I cannot wait to just meet him and let the rest of Lynchburg and the area meet him as well. So.
Very, very cool. In addition to a great lineup of live music and an incredible sound, I just want a big shout out to Ted, who is the sound guy.
Ted Stinnett.
He really, I mean, I have worked with a lot of great sound guys, mm-hmm. and he is one of the greats. I mean, he is, if you're looking down from Mount Olympus of sound, there's Ted,
yes.
right up there. He does just a fantastic job. I'll be your MC yet again for this year, and we will be set up. We'll be playing games and doing stuff with the crowd. Mm-hmm. We've got prizes and giveaways that we'll be doing as well. We have the prize wheel, and we have the prize wheel rigged for a game we play when we're out at Three Roads. It's called Prize
or No Prize
or Nothing. Prize or Nothing. You either win a prize or you win nothing. And so I think we're going to bring that to Arcade.
Nice.
And when I'm doing up on stage, we'll have the prize wheel, and maybe a helper. Somebody can work the crowd with the wheel. But we'll have prizes to give away, including Hillcats tickets. We've got Jersey Mike subs. We even have some Academy Center of the Arts gift cards that you can win just by playing our reindeer games. But wait, there's more.
There's more. Hey, you know what? You can even win some really cool Arcade Music Festival merch.
Nice. Nice. I've got my shirt. You brought me a matching shirt, so we have to be twinsies in a second. So we got that. And tell us about all the kids' activities.
Oh, my gosh. So parents, come out. Bring your kids. Like, we're thinking of you. We've got the amazing bands. We've got your favorite beverages if you want to partake. But we have this amazing kids zone. We have inflatables for toddlers. We have inflatables for the bigger kids. We have Little Critters Petting Zoo that is bringing all kinds of animals out that you can pet and feed and interact with. We have Beeline. Sorry, Mike just told me to be still. my hands get going. I get excited.
You're banging on the console and it's it's bouncing your camera. Yeah.
My bad.
It's bouncing your camera.
You actually just got a glimpse of what's going on in my brain as it's shaking.
It's like, ah!
Yeah. But no, we've got Beeline Towing bringing their swing. We have face painting, all kinds of vendors, and some really amazing food trucks as well. So
nice. Well, let me scroll up here to the food trucks. So tell us all the incredible food that you'll have.
Yeah. So Black Pit Barbecue, they've joined us since year one as well. Okay. And their barbecue is fantastic.
Okay.
And so they usually sell out every year. And then we have the Raven Wood Fire Pizza. Jesse's pizza is so good. And he makes it, you know, from scratch, fresh, right there on the spot. We have James with El Cabritos. You guys know El Cabritos. If you're, mm-hmm. if you've been in Lynchburg anytime, you know how good their tacos are. And he's bringing his truck out as well.
Absolutely.
And then Craveables, who we absolutely love to support and love what they're doing over there. They are actually bringing their new ice cream truck. So it's a little nice. Bit bigger, some more fun options Sweet. For everybody. So yeah. we're super excited.
The Kids Zone is going to be incredible as well. Moms, dads, you know, come out, bring the kids, even the toddlers, bring them out.
Yes.
But for the big kids, and especially like me, I love great music, good food, and a nice beer. And I think you might have some beer. There.
Yeah, we have a little bit of beer this year, you guys. I'm telling you, if you don't find something that you like to drink at Arcade, then I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because we've got so many different selections from Three Roads that they're bringing. We're actually featuring their new Destination Lager that they've launched this spring. We've got different varieties of wine. We have multiple ciders, domestics, craft brews. There's water and soda too. So if you're not into drinking, totally cool.
Sure.
But we got you covered.
Yep, absolutely. Arcade Music Festival would not be complete if it wasn't for your sponsors.
Oh my goodness. Our incredible sponsor. So Bank of the James, Partnering for Good. They have done so much in this community and they have been supporting the ARC for years. And so we are just so thankful for all that they do for us. So they are our rock star sponsor. Webb Richards Designs. So anything you see across town right now, as far as billboards and all of the branding for Arcade, our website, they have handled all of that and just an incredibly talented group. They've also done so much for the ARC over the years. And so it's just been an incredible partnership. Centra Foundation, they actually joined our sponsorship lineup this year. And
nice.
We are just honored to have them and be able to support what we are doing. Campbell Insurance, they are just a phenomenal company to work with. And so they are an Arcade sponsor this year. Foster Foundation. They are also one of our new partners this year and just incredibly supportive. Like they, you know, they're like, we're going to have people come and just, you know, have a great time with you guys tomorrow. So looking forward to seeing all of them. Wooldridge Heating, Air and Electrical. Dana and Ashen. Ashen actually used to work at Camp Metal Arc. She was a counselor there for a while. So they just have always been incredibly supportive as well. And then Banker Steel is another fantastic company that has joined us. So super
very,
thankful.
Very cool.
Arcade wouldn't be Arcade without our sponsors. So
well, we are looking forward to the Arcade Music Festival again. We have been there every year. I've been the MC every year. I'll continue to until they have to drag me out of there or something. And I've always I told Tab, like, you've now been to the new studio and you've seen that. And this will be our forever studio. And I told Tab either somebody's going to come in and take over the company or you're going to clean this out. So, and I feel the same way about Arcade. As long as you guys are doing it, I'm there to support.
Well, and then it'll just become like Bernie eventually, right? We'll just prop you up on the stage.
God, I hope so. Oh, please do that. That would be, and for those that don't know, it's Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, that's
just
right.
Check out the movie or just Google it. I'm thinking, yeah, just wheel me up there like Bernie.
We'll just do it. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have my AI voice recorded and I'll do the stuff. All right. It's coming up tomorrow. Arcade Music Festival. It's in the field on Bedford Ave. What's the address?
It's 1508 Bedford Avenue. Guys, get your tickets today. It'll save you a little bit of money.
Yep.
It's $25 now and then it'll be $30 at the gate tomorrow.
All right. Gates open at 12:45. The festival runs from 1 until 7 p.m. Students and teens, it's $15 for students and teens. And kids 12 and under are free. So, and you get an arcade koozie.
You do.
First 500 through the gate. Get That's an arcade right. koozie. I want mine.
I have all three of my different colors lined up in my office right now. So nice. It's fun to collect them.
Very cool. The Arcade Music Festival, it's all coming up. And along with the mobile arcade.
Yes, we cannot forget about the mobile arcade.
Bring your quarters.
Bring your quarters.
Yeah, don't.
Actually, no, it's free. So.
It's absolutely free. You don't need to bring the quarters. All right. Heather, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for all that you do within our community and everything that the Arc of Central Virginia does for our community. We really appreciate that as well.
Well, we appreciate you, Mike. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up. In mere momentitos, we will visit with Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. That is all on the way. Plus, we've got your five random facts. Stay tuned for that.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 4.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains, I think we've got a quick rundown here. Well, NASA is running a contest to find the best way to recycle astronaut poop.
In the buttocks.
Or out of the buttocks. In space. Whoever comes up with the best idea wins $3 million. Ideally, it would also work with pee and other substances. Not that. Like puke. Anyway. In other space news, Uranus is full of surprises.
In the buttocks.
Yes, sir. That's the line Earth.com went. After a study found the planet isn't spinning as fast as we thought. It takes Uranus 17 hours, 14 minutes, and 52 seconds to do one full rotation.
In the buttocks.
You idiot!
Yeah, thank you. That's 28 seconds longer than astronomers thought it took. Okay, in That Sounds Risky news, an energy company in Texas is working on a new type of nuclear reactor that's smaller and could be moved from place to place. They say we'll need micro reactors to power all the huge AI data centers that are being built. Okay, nuclear reactors at AI data centers. What could possibly go wrong? Happy National Pet Day? Or is it? A study found dogs are creating an environmental crisis because there are just so many of them. Cats get a bad rap for killing birds and other wildlife. The dogs do too, and there are four times as many of them. Over 1 billion dogs worldwide. In a separate study, just found having a pet makes us as happy as earning an extra $90,000 a year. So, sorry, planet, we're keeping them. And then finally, in AI news, I said in AI news, you know, a ChatGPT study, or a study found ChatGPT, is great at the structure of creative writing, but it still sucks at the creative part. and doesn't understand emotions very well. The site study finds, put it like this, robots are getting better at telling stories, but they still don't understand what makes a good story or what makes us cry. And that's your nerd news this week in science. Coming up, we got sounds. We're going to shove them in there. No, not lovingly. We're going to cram them in your ear holes. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, today is a very historic day in radio and sports history. On this day, April 11, 1921, the first radio broadcast of a sporting event. It was a boxing match between Johnny Ray and Johnny Dundee. And I can't believe we tracked this down from some historical audio. Here, take a listen.
Johnny in the gold trunks, ducks on that hook, counters with a rabbit punch to the kidney. Dundee felt that one. He's in pain. He can hardly stand. Dundee is saved by the bell. Someone get him an analgesic. And if you're looking for fast-acting pain relief, this round is brought to you by opium. One puff, and it's back to work at the factory. Find opium in a den near you. It appears our fighters are ready to return to the ring. Dundee uneasy on his feet. Johnny Ray appears to be taunting Dundee. He's twisting his mustache. Johnny Ray appeared to blow Dundee a kiss. I've never seen such disrespect to the boxing ring in my life.
Yeah. And by the way, KDKA in Pittsburgh was the first licensed broadcast radio station, first licensed commercial radio station. All right. So we are having a few technical difficulties. I had to switch over to this deck because our recording method and our streaming method is stuck in echo cancellation. And so I can't use this deck. And it's going to make it very, very difficult for Audio Vault. So we're going to wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's TV and movie star Kevin James doing stand-up and wondering why in the world so much technology and why somebody isn't tending to something senior citizens maybe need.
One older guy wanted to take a picture. God bless him. He had a walker. First off, is there going to come a time in my life where I see a walker without the tennis balls on the bottom? Honestly, all the technology we have nowadays, could we please slow down production on the next iPhone and just dedicate a couple guys from Apple to work on the tennis ball, on the walker problem we have running rampant in this country? It's going to take them, what, 7 minutes? They'll bang out a solution? This guy had an active walker, too. He had a handbrake on the walker. How fast are you walking? I thought walking was the problem. That's why you got a walker. You got a walker. Now you have a handbrake on the walker in case things get out of control. because you never know when you're walking along a highway, someone sneaks up behind you, bumps the horn, you get all crazy legs and river dance off into the woods.
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, but firmly give it a tug. I said, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition, finally. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Okay. A 45-year-old woman in Utah named Anna Mae Martinez was arrested on Wednesday after leading police on a high-speed chase. It began when an officer clocked her at 120 miles per hour and started a pursuit. Troopers attempted to spike her tires twice. They were successful on the second try, nearly 100 miles away from where she was first spotted. Anna Mae's tire deflated, and she pulled off to the side of the road. Police surrounded the car, but she wouldn't lower her window or exit the vehicle. And get this, about 20 minutes into this standoff, she called AAA to ask them to come out and fix her tire. AAA transferred the call to the police, and police on the scene jumped on the call and convinced her to come out. She was charged with reckless driving and failing to stop for police. And then there is this attempt to do this. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 2-year-old boy wandered away from his parents' home on Saturday night, about an hour west of Detroit. He was only in a diaper, and it dropped below freezing that night. Sergeant Cole Martin and Trooper Brandon Franklin were in a police helicopter, spotted the kid's heat signature on their infrared camera, and the kid got checked out at the hospital, and he's okay. And here they are talking about the rescue.
The child was in the living room. They walked out. They come back a few minutes later, and the door to the apartment unit was open.
If no one would have found this child, the outcome would not have been the same, most likely.
We weren't leaving until we found that child.
I got another heat sensor. This is looking like this is possibly the child, but it can't be confirmed yet.
First thing we do, if we find anyone, we high-five in the air. And then we say, yeah.
Happy to have been there. I mean, we train for this and make sure that we leave with happy endings and don't fall short of that.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It is their United Way 5K on the runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great weekend, everybody. Join us at ArcAid on Saturday. Then join us at Blooms and Brews at Lynchburg Community Market. That takes place on Sunday, and we'll see you there.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.